So the exhibition started with an invitation to create the platform outside, which we just saw. But we thought it would be an interesting opportunity to extend the exhibition inside too. I was offered the opportunity to work with the collection, and I thought that was an opportunity that I couldn't say no to. It's not every day you can have sort of carte blanche to work with such an incredible historic collection. I mean, some of the objects go back thousands and thousands of years to the Aztec and to the Mayan period. So the opportunity to work with such ancient things was really inspiring to me. But then once we started digging around, we noticed there's a lot more than just the pre-Hispanic collection. There are Mexican Baroque paintings from the 18th century. There are tapestries, there are photographs, there's contemporary work, there's work from, the 1950s, 1940s, pottery as well from the 1920s. So a lot of different time periods, a lot of different materials, a lot of different points of view in a way as well. So some of the objects have an author and some of the objects are listed as anonymous. So I thought that was also something really interesting to think about. So I was interested in relationships between this and that, and that and this, and sort of dialogues and conversations between objects spanning different periods of times and materials. So that's kind of was like the general idea. And then as we started digging deeper, there were so many different tangents that I could have taken, so many different directions, so many different, like thinking of the snake that looks left or right. There were so many different things to see and to be inspired by. So I really had to narrow things down. And in the end, I'm not a curator and I'm not a scholar or a historian whatsoever. I'm a painter. I began thinking about the collection as I would think about a painting, so maybe composing. So not only is this exhibition, there's four galleries, not only is it presenting objects and paintings, it's also there's this wall painting that I created, which moves from the beginning of the exhibition all the way through the back and then back through the exit. And the way the walls are painted, they are painted in a sort of gradient. So you move from light towards the exit, and the walls get darker and darker as you move into the heart of the exhibition, and then you turn left and then you walk back out again. So there's this play of light and shadow throughout the whole.